Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here by my co-host, George Emmidor III. So George, it's great to be together today.
It always is great to be together, and I can't believe we are halfway through the year.
I know.
June 2021
crazy.
Already. Wild and crazy, but this is good, right? We're going into summer. It's going to be good. It's going to be a nice, relaxing summer, not like last year, hopefully, right? But it's good to be here. And today we're going to focus back on something that we know and love here. Mm-hmm. We talked about it last year, right? As we talked about strategies for savings. Well, this is pretty much kind of strategies for savings part two almost, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of revamping, remaking a little bit of it, but sticking to the core of who we are and talking about protection, talking about how we can create wealth with things that are not just the standard stock market things or the standard interest rate things.
Right.
We're really going to get into more of the protection areas. Life insurance is a big one. But we also, this month, are going to talk about long-term care. We're going to talk about HSA and medical stuff. We're going to get into some annuity stuff, really to kind of understand and I think portray that, hey, this is your money. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect it. But it's not just pay for the necessary evil, but rather let's make some money and grow and create wealth along the way.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that because a lot of times when we talk about protection, people say, oh, I want to listen to something more exciting. Let's talk about the stock market. Let's talk about what stock we can pick, that kind of thing. And while that's all fun, we have to have protection. Because what's the good, G, if we build all this, that we do great financial planning and build a huge yellow tank, which you know what I'm talking about, getting your investments in place, only to not protect yourself, protect your savings, or protect the investments because perhaps someone passes away, there's a disability, loss of a job. We have to put the protection in place. And the problem is right now with everything looking so good in the market, everyone's like, oh, I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But then when the market's down, then it's all they want to talk about. So how about we put it in place now so by the time it actually does happen, we're ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, right? We spend tons of money protecting our assets. We spend tons of money protecting our house, our car, all the assets and liabilities that we have in our life. We have to understand, and sometimes this can sound a little emotionless, but you are your biggest and greatest asset.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability to create wealth, you will create more wealth over your lifetime by working, by sustaining an income than any asset you could invest in, than any investment you could buy. Those things help, but you are your greatest asset. And so we have to not, why would we spend all the money to protect those things and neglect protecting our biggest asset?
Right.
And that's where this comes from. And yes, when the stock market is good, I mean, think about last year. The beginning of last year was pretty good in the stock market, right? And then March 2020 hits and it's like, oh my gosh, what the heck just happened?
Right.
All of our clients who had protection in place, proper wealth creation in place, really didn't call. They were okay. Hey, the markets were down, but I already have this stuff taken care of. The people who didn't have this stuff taken care of were the ones calling all the time, what am I going to do? So it's not just, hey, we're going to only talk about the boring or the gloom and doom type of area, but it's, we're going to protect this stuff. We're going to be able to generate and create wealth while we protect this stuff. So why don't we get into, okay, there's a whole world out there that you can become pretty wealthy by just putting together and understanding how money works, putting together the right financial plan to do so. And that's why we do talk a lot about this area of protection.
And one of the first things that we do when we're sitting down with our clients, and I know that our radio listeners can't see what I'm about to show, but those of us who are on YouTube, they can see it, those of you who are viewing. And I do want to encourage our radio listeners to go over to our Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel and subscribe. But if you were there right now, you would see that what I'm demonstrating on my computer is what we call the personal economic model. And this is one of the first things we talk about with clients when they come in, because it's so important that they begin to understand that there is exactly what you said, G, lifetime capital potential that is literally going to flow through their hands. It's going to flow through their hands, and then they have a choice where it's either going to be consumed by lifestyle and everything else that's out there grabbing for their money and lost forever, mm-hmm. or they have a choice to put it in three key areas. And that's what we want to make sure that every one of our clients knows when they're meeting with us, that there are three key areas.
Yeah.
The first one, as you know, is savings. Now, we're not talking about savings that's in your local bank getting point nothing or whatever they're getting.
Yep.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about savings that can grow with uninterrupted, tax-free, compounding interest. I mean, just saying that fires mm-hmm. me up. That you could use a savings program to create wealth. Yeah. That just in itself is phenomenal. So that's one area that we sit down and talk with clients. The other area when we're looking at it, it has to deal with investments. That's the second part of the financial plan. And in a moment, I'd like you to kind of dive into the plans that we deal with. Mm-hmm. Most financial planners, I think, will deal with investments. A few of them will step outside the box and deal with some savings. But what we like to do is not only have that savings that's properly positioned, not only have the investments, but our third area, as we can see as we're looking at this, is that we want to have protection. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times protection, people think, oh, you're talking about just homeowners or car insurance. Yes, we have people that we can recommend to you for that. Mm-hmm. But we want to start talking more about real life insurance. We want to talk about disability, long-term health care. We want to talk about having the proper wills in place, you mm-hmm. know, making sure that if you've built this a massive wealth, I'm trying to say, a lot of money, you have that we're not losing it because we don't have the proper trust and legal documents in place. And then, of course, we talk about the umbrella policy. So as we're looking at my screen on this YouTube for our subscribers, and I'm talking this through for our radio listeners, these three components, savings, investment, and protection, are the foundation of everything we do mm-hmm. because we totally believe that taxes are probably going to go up. We've showed that tax illustration on mm-hmm. our channel before and on our program before.
Yep.
We want to make sure that we plan for it. We know that the market is always volatile. We want to plan for that. And today and for the next 4 weeks, let's go ahead and let's talk about protection, because if we've worked so hard to get the others in place, that the protection really sees us through to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And that savings protection investment plan is part of the, or savings investment protection plan is part mm-hmm. of the different comprehensive services that we have here at Crystal Clear Finances. And right. like you said, the foundation of it is we look at those three main areas mm-hmm. because we really do believe that anybody who wants to put together a solid financial plan needs to look at those three areas first and foremost. It's not three areas of investments. It's not three areas of cash. It's not three areas of protection. It's at a high level, right? The three areas, right. savings, investment, protection. From there though, right? There's more than just that, especially what we do with Crystal Clear Finances. That's the foundation that spills over into the other things that we mm-hmm. provide. So I think of our retirement transition and tax plan, right? So we don't prepare taxes here, but we do tax projections. We can do tax planning. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at retirement projections to say, hey, I'm going to retire in a couple of years from now. So am I going to outlive my money, or is my money going to outlive me, right? Mm-hmm. And answer that age old question. From there, because the transition of income comes with usually a transition of taxes, we want to plan for that and project all of those things out. But just like that transition takes place, mm-hmm. the protection that you have throughout your life will also change. So biggest thing that people often forget about is most corporate American jobs today have some sort of free life insurance protection Correct. While you're working. Well, if I'm going to retire and now I lose my $100,000 or $200,000 of protection, what am I going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Am I losing that area? So as we talk about retirement and transitioning, that's something we have to think about, right? We have to think about protection. You have disability insurance while you work. Well, mm-hmm. if you retire, most people don't have personal disability policies. So you have to exhaust that option. What does it look like to make sure that if I am disabled or in a position that I can't do the things that I want to do, am I still okay? Is my income still okay? Or am I going to get part-time work or whatever it may be? So that's big. And then even in the comprehensive plan arena, where we're doing the retirement projections, we're doing the tax projections, we're putting together the savings investment protection plan. We're also, like you said, what about wills and trusts, your estate plan? What about cash flow and debt management? What about all of the areas, right? Well, we have to also think about protection there too, because as life transitions, whether it's retirement or not, you're going to be in a position where sometimes in some seasons of your life, you need a lot more insurance than other seasons, or you need better disability than others, or you may need long-term care as you get older. And so those different areas, the protection arena, is not just some, oh, go talk to an insurance guy about it, but come sit down with a certified financial planner, because we can talk about how it meshes within your entire financial plan. And so whether you're a savings investment protection plan client, a retirement tax plan, a comprehensive plan, or all of the above, we're really going to make sure that we're focusing on all the different areas so that way we can take care of it.
And you know, one of the things that you said, I think a lot of people don't realize, is when it comes to life insurance that you have through your work, people say, oh, I've got it through my work, and they said I can take it with me when I retire. The problem with that, G, is that when they take it with you when you retire, there's a couple things that happen there. You no longer, for many of the plans, are part of their group plan. Yep. Well, the reason why it's so inexpensive at work is because they have hundreds and thousands of lives that they can kind of prorate everything. Mm-hmm. So once you leave and you say, okay, I'm going to take it with me, we call it being portable. Mm-hmm. Once you have this portable policy, yeah, it's based on just your life. And at that time, if you're 65, now you're writing a new policy at that rate. So that can be very expensive.
Super expensive.
What we've seen with a lot of state plans, you know, when people are working for the different states that they're involved in, or even some of the companies, they say, you know what? Our policy, our life insurance policy, will follow with you. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But many times they'll leave and they'll say, Crystal, I have $300,000 of death benefit. I feel good about it with all everything else. The next year it goes down to 150. Mm-hmm. And then within 1 year after that, they're down to 50,000 and it continues to decline. Mm-hmm. So while technically they were correct, they got to take their life insurance policy with them. Mm-hmm. What they're taking with them is not what they're used to living with now.
Sure.
Why is that so significant? Oh, we could go into 100 of different reasons, but one that just pops to my mind that I'm just briefly going to say is, when people go in retirement, they've got their two Social Securities coming in the household. When one passes away, you only get to choose one. And gee, I thought a lot of people knew this, but that's a real revelation when people are like, well, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. I only get to pick one of those Social Security income streams? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want that extra death benefit that's coming in that says, hey, this is gone now, but at least we have someplace else to draw from. And there are tools we can use that we can create an income stream from that death benefit that just came in. So there's a lot of areas here that we don't just want to gloss over and say, hey, get your savings working for you, get your investments. We want protection working for us, working for our clients, so they truly can know, okay, I'm ready for whatever happens in my life today, and I'm ready in retirement. Because too many times they kind of kick that can down the road. Wonder where they got that habit from. But they kick it down the road, and we want to help remind people that they do need to have the proper protection in place.
So
with that, what I think we'll do, we'll take a quick 60-second break. Then when we come back, I'd like to walk through, and I know this sounds so exciting, but I'd like to walk through just a quick overview of how life insurance works, because a lot of times people don't understand the components. And when you can understand something and have that confidence, then you can say, oh, I can make that decision, and you can line it up so that you can reach the goals that you truly want to reach. We'll be back in just 60 seconds. Your values show up in every area of your life, from raising your children to how you vote to the donations you make. We reflect what we believe, and your investments can do the same. Learn how you can invest in companies you're proud to own, companies that reflect your values. Attend the Crystal Clear Finances Impact Investing webinar Wednesday, June 16th at 5:30 p.m. and let your values be reflected financially through impact investing. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 and register for this free online impact investing event on Wednesday, June 16th at 5:30 p.m. Impact Investing with Crystal Clear Finances, 518-433-7181. Confidence for every financial decision. Hey, And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined by my co-host, George Amador III, and we are excited to be here because we are talking about protection. For this whole month, we want your money to work with you. We want it to have multiple uses. We want protection, putting those tools in place to make sure it takes care of us. But hey, if we can protect ourselves and create wealth along the way, I'm all for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like you said before the break, when we talk about the transitions in life, the retirement transition, you know, a lot of times when people think like the working benefits, the life insurance through there, you know, all of that stuff matters. I was just literally this last week, I think I was working on three different retirement cases, meaning people are about to retire, they're doing their paperwork. A lot of times people come in and go, I did the 401k deal or the TSP, I did my pension, but now I have like all of this other paperwork. What do I even do about my life insurance, my sick pay, my health insurance, COBRA, all of, and it's like, oh, wow, there's a whole area to the retirement plan, to the all of your paperwork you have to fill out that deals with this area of protection. And that's another great reason to give us a call, come in the office, because it's not just, hey, what's the 401k? Hey, what's the pension? In fact, most of the time, those are the more straightforward kind of decisions to make. There's this whole other arena. And the what we use life insurance for, what you're going to show, this overview for life insurance, I think can help alleviate some of the stress and pressure when we have to make these decisions about medical, dental, vision, life, disability, all of it.
Right. So what I'd like to do, and again, I'm going to talk this through from our radio listeners who are so faithful, and thank you for being there and just listening to us each and every week. It's hard to believe, G, that it has been over 20 years plus. Awesome. Faithful group of listeners that say, hey, now's the time, and they give us a call. And so that's your gentle reminder. Call us at 518-433-7181. We would love to sit down and have a free initial consultation with you. Now, what I'm doing, which our YouTube viewers are getting to see, is that I am on my laptop and I am walking through a visual picture of how life insurance works so that we can kind of set some foundational pieces. And if you're looking at it now, you're like, oh, really? Because that does not look foundational. It looks so busy. So I'm going to show the big picture of how life insurance works, but I'm going to start right here at the beginning. And one of the things that we need to realize is that there is a minimum amount that you can pay for life insurance. There's also a maximum amount you could pay for the same amount of death benefit, G. It's just, here's the minimum I'm willing to pay, here's the maximum. Now the question is, and I know you know the answer, but who decides what's the minimum amount that you can pay for life insurance?
The insurance company.
Yeah, I know you know all the answers, but let's just pretend that you don't.
Sure.
So now let's think about it. Why would there be a cap to the maximum amount that you can pay for life insurance? I mean, who would even care?
Well, it would have to, I would assume, deal with taxes and or regulation, aka Uncle Sam.
That's correct. Because we all know that when there is a death benefit, the death benefit is going to go tax-free to our beneficiaries, whether we're wanting to give it to a charity that we believe in, we want to do impact investing, whether we want to invest in the lives of our children and grandchildren. So the government is watching this because there's also another way, which we use all the time, that while you're alive, you can use a living benefit inside life insurance. I won't steal your thunder, I promise, but I'm just showing the components. The government, they're looking at your life insurance policy and they're seeing how much are you going to tuck inside that life insurance that can grow tax-free. These are tax advantage tools. So there's a minimum and then there is a maximum. Because the government realized that, wait a minute, you guys are helping people put lots of money away that they can't tax. In the 1980s, they said, that's it. What we're going to do is we're going to pass some laws that limit how much you can put in a life insurance policy. So it's literally forcing you to put money in other places that they're going to get their taxes on. Bless their heart. So what they did is they said, all right, if you go over this line, where they set this line across, and they said, we're going to call it a modified endowment contract. Probably way too much information that we need to know, but you and I need to know that so that we make sure our clients never cross that line. Because if they do, Then all of a sudden that life insurance policy that we were using to create tax-free wealth that we know is growing with uninterrupted compounding interest, it goes over that line. And you guessed it, it's going to be treated like a qualified plan. It's going to be treated like an IRA, which basically means that there's going to be tax associated with it, which kind of defeats what we were using that life insurance cash value inside it mm-hmm. all about. So what we need to realize is that we can, anywhere between the minimum line and the maximum line, we can put money in so that we can grow wealth inside of a policy. So let's talk about what type of policies there are. And don't worry, I am not going to list every policy that's out there. So let's kind of stay with the average. Mm-hmm. Ones that people know, and one that people know a lot is term policy. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to term, you're just simply buying policy for a term or a period of time. So here's the deal. You give the insurance company money and say, I'm betting that, you know, if I die, you're going to pay me this big benefit to my family. And the insurance company is looking at you and saying, oh, you're just worried. I think you're going to live. Mm-hmm. And so I'm willing to take this bet. Mm-hmm. But the older that you get, the insurance company looks at the statistics and says, yeah, you're probably getting closer to that time where you're going to go meet your maker, and we don't want to play this game anymore. And so we're going to make it more and more expensive for you to have term insurance. And term insurance can be for 1 year you can play the game. You can play it for 10 years and keep the same level of premium each year. You can set it up. And we've sat down. Mm-hmm. We've sat down with individuals where we have said, you need some term insurance. You got two little kids there. You've got this huge mortgage on your house. If something happens, God forbid, to one of you, you need a boatload of cash right here. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that there is the proper type of insurance in place. But we also know that every year you live, while we're very glad, that means that term policy premium money was wasted. And that's why we're very careful when we put those in place. Mm-hmm. So that's term. Mm-hmm. Now let's jump to the whole other end of the spectrum, an area where we like to be, which doesn't just focus on death benefit. And gee, how many people have come in and said that life insurance is just about death benefit?
All the time. I mean, we think about life insurance and we think, why do I need it? Because I'm not going to benefit from life mm-hmm. insurance. Only my kids or my family will benefit from it. And so most people look at permanent insurance, right, which mm-hmm. is on your entire life, as really more of just an expense that it's a lot more expensive. So, and I'm not going to benefit, so I'm not going to really use it.
Right. Now, before we switch over to more of a whole life permanent policy, and we'll just say permanent policy, mm-hmm. I just want to put one more statistic out there. Less than 2%, I thought it was higher than this, but less than 2%, or lower than this, I should say, mm-hmm. less than 2% of all term policies that are in force ever pay a benefit.
Wow.
So I want you to think about the wealth that the insurance companies have and how deep their pockets are mm-hmm. in the fact that there are term policies all day long that they don't even have to pay.
For sure.
They're just collecting it. Mm-hmm. So if we know that term insurance is good for a death benefit, we know that term insurance, every year you live, you're giving up the use of that money. What if there was a way that we could say, hey, wait a minute, why don't we have permanent insurance in place? Is there a way that we can make these premiums but get all those premiums back? Mm-hmm. And instead of looking at life insurance as this necessary evil that we need to have, begin to look at life insurance as actually a wealth creation tool for while you're alive mm-hmm. and for when you've passed away.
Yeah.
So when we begin to look at this, some of the benefits that when we go inside a cash value policy is that it allows us to grow. And those who are on our YouTube channel are seeing me click the buttons and show all the different benefits. But it's just, it allows you to grow tax-free wealth, allows you to take money out like you need it. And we're going to get into this, so I won't steal your thunder. I think it's in the next week's program mm-hmm. about how we can use it. But people can literally put a lot of money in, high contributions. That's important to me, G.
Yeah.
And the reason why is how many times we're sitting down with clients and they've got a Roth that they can do or a backdoor Roth for our more wealthy mm-hmm. individuals, but there's a limit on it on how much you can put in. Mm-hmm. But here we have a tool where there's not, well, I shouldn't say they've got that MEC limit, but we can get that pretty high that they can put in there. So there's a lot of benefits in there when it comes to the life insurance policy when we're looking term to whole life and then being able to have access to the funds that are inside.
Yeah, I think the key to the whole thing and when we talk about life insurance is exactly, you're not just looking for the death benefit only. If you're looking for the death benefit only, and sometimes there's a reason for that, there's solutions for that. Mm-hmm. But really, when we take a step back and look at this, and the greatest part, and I have to say this because we're not pure insurance salesmen.
Oh, goodness.
I don't hope that you walk in the door and go, hey, I got to buy a life insurance policy.
Right.
You can do that with a lot of great companies and a lot of great guys who sell insurance. We as financial planners go, what are all of the tools and resources you can use to help create wealth? And right now, permanent life insurance is one of the best places that you can create wealth that is, like Crystal's saying, tax-free, that you can use at a much higher rate than I can put in my 401k or I can put in my Roth IRA that allows for me to get tax-free money while I'm alive.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing, right? So when you look at it, it's focus a little bit less on the death benefit and more on the living benefit. If there's a way that I can access the money that I put in, which there is a way, and next week it's all about how that way really works for us, we help our clients every single day utilize a strategy that, yes, is in the world of insurance, but more than that, it's in the world of financial planning that allows for you become your own bank. It allows for you to generate wealth. It allows for you to, yes, protect your family, but then give yourself a bucket of money that you don't have to worry about risk. You don't have to worry about those things. So it's really the death benefit versus living benefit. When we talk about, and really when you see that stuff on the screen of understanding the way life insurance works, it's there are two main components we talk about. The death benefit and the living benefit.
Right.
We want to focus for a moment on the living benefit aspect and how we can leverage that for our life.
Exactly. And I think it's so important that we've walked through this step to say, okay, here's how the life insurance works and seeing it that it's part of the strategy.
Correct.
And I know, and we started the program this way, we'll end the program this way. It can be tempting to say, oh, but look what's happening in the market. And that's why I want to speak to this. We are not saying that everything needs to come out of the market and just go in life insurance.
Not even close.
Mm-mm. What we are saying is what a perfect complement.
Correct.
That we can take market risk and we can be able to go after it in the market with good, intentional, you know, take risk that we have a plan for, right?
Calculated
it's intentional,
risk.
Calculated risk. But we also want to make sure that there's a complement over here that's out of the market risk, but still growing for us. And what I see many people do is they'll say, I'm going to put money in the market or money in the bank. And I'm like, wait a minute, the bank's not giving you anything. How about we put money in the market, money inside of life insurance that actually would help you grow?
Yeah.
And one more thing, I know we're running out of time, but I see a lot of individuals, the reason why when they put money in the market, they're putting stocks and they're putting bonds because they haven't realized, well, wait a minute, if you're in the stock market, do the stock market, maybe the bond component, just food for thought as we close today, may be better positioned, maybe, inside life insurance.
Yeah, inside of an asset class, most importantly, that's going to help you, right? Money has to flow somewhere. And so we want to look at the areas where we can generate wealth and create wealth and help you.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's an area right now that's not helping you, call a financial advisor, give us a call here at Crystal Clear Finances so we can show you every option that can help you along the way. A lot of times right now in our economic climate, life insurance can be used to help you more than an expense for a death benefit. It's an alternative to certain things like cash or potentially bonds that you may need for your life.
Mm-hmm. And I like it because it lets you play in the market because you have someplace else safe that's outside of it.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we're going to end for today. I want to thank those of you who are joining us via our radio program and those of you who have joined us online. I want to encourage you to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.